News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Now, Australians must prove that they are over 18 before they can access adult content, including pornography, R-rated video games and sexually explicit AI chatbots under new laws coming into effect in Australia. Dr. Danielle Einstein is with us. She's Sydney-based clinical psychologist and expert on the connection between device use and well-being. And on the latter, Danielle, is there much good evidence to suggest that there was a problem with people under the age of 18 accessing this kind of content?
Yes, we had one in three aged between 10 and 17 who were accessing sexual images or videos, and 70%, in fact, seeing high-impact violence, self-harm and suicidal ideation when we've looked at what's going on in Australia.
Now, the concern with any of these bans, and I mean the social media ban for under 16s as case in point, is people will say, well, anybody who is halfway technologically literate will get themselves a VPN or anything else and find a way around that or around it. Is that a real threat?
I don't think so, not in what we're trying to achieve. So right now what you see is young teenagers showing each other on their phones or computers porn sites, sort of to get a bit of a reaction and excite the other person. And unfortunately, that then leads to all sorts of problems like OCD and other sorts of mental health problems. It seems harmless initially, and they feel the peer pressure to have a look, but it just leads to them questioning their own sexuality, what excites them. And we wouldn't let the gambling industry teach children about money, but the porn industry at the moment is teaching children about sex.
And is that what is actually happening, that at a point where people are trying to understand the changes in their own lives, their view is being utterly skewed?
100%. They're just, and it completely makes them insecure about themselves and gives them the wrong ideas about what should be exciting and how to set up a trusting relationship with someone who they're interested in.
The enforcement of it then, is it going to be done through the sites themselves, or punishment for those accessing?
It's sites themselves. That's what we're doing in Australia. We're changing systems around our children in Australia. We're not changing the children themselves. We change the systems to protect our children. And you're not seeing that in Ireland at the moment.
Well, that was the question I was going to ask, was the numbers that you outline in terms of the evidence you have of the impact. I assume Australia is not an outlier. That is the norm across the Western world.
Well, that's why we've been seeing this huge increase in mental health problems. That's the essence of the mental health crisis, and we have to do something about it at the starting point, not just help people afterwards.
There, that was Danielle Einstein, who is Sydney-based clinical psychologist and expert on the connection between device use and well-being.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.